Title: Tuning Vinyl One Shots in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate, DNB Sampling. Alright, let's dial in one of the most underrated skills in drum and bass sampling, tuning vinyl one shots so they hit with character, but still lock to the tune. Because vinyl one shots are a vibe. They've got pitch drift, noise, smear, sometimes a weird mystery key, and in DNB, that grit is priceless. But if your snare ring is fighting the bass notes, or your stab is hovering between pitches, the whole drop can feel slightly unsettled in a bad way. Today we're making it settled in a good way. By the end of this, you'll have a repeatable workflow to figure out what note a one-shot is implying, tune it quickly, keep the transient punch intact, and build a drum rack that's actually safe to use in an arrangement at 174 without constant second-guessing. Let's go step by step. First, pick a musical target. Don't skip this. Before you touch the sample, decide what the track is trying to be harmonically. Drum and bass lives in minor keys all the time, so let's use a common one, F minor. Now, even if you're not writing a melody with your drums, you still want a few safe notes in your pocket. In F minor, your safe notes are F, the root, C, the fifth, and Ab, the minor third. Quick teacher note here, for kicks and snares, you're not tuning the click, you're tuning resonances. That's the part that's actually singing in the low mids and clashing with bass harmonics. Cool. Now step one. Prepare the vinyl one-shot so pitch detection isn't lying to you. Drag your vinyl one-shot onto an audio track first. Not straight into drum rack yet. We want a quick cleanup pass so the tools can actually read what's going on. Put EQ8 on that track. High pass around 25 to 48Z. That's just to kill turntable rumble and sub garbage that messes with analysis. If it's a snare or a stab, consider a gentle low pass around maybe 14 to 18KHE. You're not ruining vinyl character, you're just reducing hiss so your tuner isn't freaking out. Optional but really useful. Add a gate, lightly. If crackle is washing over the tail, the pitch tools will jitter. The goal isn't to chop the vibe off, it's just to stop constant noise from confusing the reading. Now step 2. Find the pitch. We're doing it two ways. Tuner for speed, spectrum for reliability. Method is tuner plus looping. Drop Ableton's tuner after EQ8, then click your audio clip. Go to Clip View, Enable Loop, and loop a tiny section of the most tonal part. Important: do not loop the transient. For snares, the pitch is often in the ring after the hit, like a tiny window maybe 10 to 80 milliseconds after the smack. For stabs or bass hits, loop the sustained portion where the note sits. Now hit play and watch tuner. Give it a second to stabilize. If it's jittering around, that's your sign. Either you're looping the wrong part, or there's too much noise. Tighten the loop, or gate slightly more. Method B is spectrum for resonance hunting, and this is the lifesaver for snares and kicks. Add spectrum after EQ8. Set block size to 4096 or higher. Increase the averaging to something like 200 to 400 milliseconds so the display stops jumping around. Loop the decay portion again, and look for the biggest stable peak for snares. The ring is often somewhere around 180 to 260 Hz, but it can be anywhere depending on the sample. For kicks, you might see body around 45 to 80 Hz plus harmonics above. Here's a quick anchor. 220 Hz is a like. Exactly. A3 is 220. If you see the peak around 196 Hz, that's basically G. You don't need perfect, just get a confident read on what the sample is implying. Now step 3. Commit to a tuning goal. Key versus drum key. This is where producers get stuck, because they think everything must match the scale perfectly. Not true. Think like this. Stabs and bass one-shots should behave like instruments. Those tuned to the song key. Snares: tune the dominant ring so it complements the bass. Root and fifth are usually safest. Kicks: be subtle. You're aligning the thump resonance if it's there. But if it's a short punchy kick with no real tail, you might not tune at all. You might just carve space with EQ. Also, a slash beat against the bass notes that actually happen, not just the key on paper. If your bass line is hammering F, then sitting on Eb, then landing on C, you should check the snare ring against those moments. A snare tuned to the root can still feel wrong if the bass hangs on the minor seventh and your snare overtones are loud in the same area. Alright, step 4. Tune the one shot. Two workflows. Workflow 1 is tuning inside the audio clip. It's fast. Click the clip. Turn warp on. Pick the correct warp mode. For drums, especially snares, use Beats. It preserves transient snap. For tonal stabs, you can use Complex Pro, but be aware, it can smear transients and add artifacts. In DNB, Artifacts can be cool, but they can also blur the groove. Now adjust transpose and semitones until you're near your target note. Then use detune and sense to fine-tune. DNB specific move for snares. In beats mode, aim to preserve transients and avoid settings that create little looped flutter on the transient. The point is, keep the smack, move the ring. Workflow 2 is simpler or sampler, which is the best route if you're building a reusable tuned rack. Drag the sample onto a MIDI track so it loads into simpler. If it's a drum hit, set simpler to one-shot mode. If it's a stab you want to play, use classic mode so it behaves more like an instrument. Then tune using transpose and detune. If you want precision and stability, convert simpler to sampler. Right-click the device header, convert to sampler. In sampler, you've got really solid pitch controls and a great trick. Use a filter to focus what you're tuning. For example, if you're tuning a snare ring, low-pass it while checking pitch so your ear and the tuner latch onto the body. Then open it back up when you're done. Now step 5, keep the transient punch while pitching. Because pitching vinyl down can make it feel flabby, and pitching up can make it feel thin, and warping can soften the front edge. So here are two DNB safe solutions. Chain A is the classic, transient preserved snare tuning using layers. Duplicate the snare into two layers, either on two audio tracks or as two chains inside an instrument rack on the snare pad. Layer 1 is transient, high pass around 200 Hz, little or no transposition. Optional. Drum bus, drive maybe 2 to 5, and push the transient's control up just enough to bring the crack forward. Layer 2 is ring or body, low pass around 6 to 10 Khz, so you're focusing on the tonal part. Tune this layer to your target note, like F or C. Optional. Add saturator with soft clip on, not to distort it to death, just enough to give the pitch a stable harmonic anchor, so it reads clearly in a busy mix. Then balance the layers and group them. Teacher note, if it suddenly loses punch when combined, you likely have phase issues. Don't panic. Do a quick mono check. Put utility on the group and hit mono. If the snare collapses, nudge one layer by a tiny amount, sometimes literally 1 to 20 samples is enough, and recheck. Chain B is resample after tuning, best for stabs and bass one-shots. Tune it in the clip or in sampler. Add gentle saturation or Ableton Roar if you want heavier harmonics. Then resample it. Freeze and flatten, or record resampling to a new audio track. This reduces warp artifacts and makes the sound more arrangement-friendly, especially when you start duplicating it across an 8 or 16-bar phrase. Now step 6. Put tuned hits into a drum rack, DNB style. Create a drum rack. Put your tuned kick on C1, snare on D1, hats up around F-sharp to A-sharp, and stabs higher, whatever layout you like, just be consistent. Here's a really practical trick. For quick variations, use the pitch MIDI effect before the instrument on a pad. Duplicate your snare to a couple pads. Leave one at 0 semitones. Set one to +7 semitones, which is the fifth. Maybe set another to +12 for an octave. Now in a phrase, you can swap the last snare to the fifth for lift, without doing a cheesy pitch ramp. It's subtle, functional, and very roller. Step 7. Check tuning in context. This is the only test that matters. Loop 8 bars with your bass line playing, drums playing, and maybe a minimal pad or chord if the track has one. Mute the bass for a second. Tune your snare ring or stab until it sounds centered, then unmute the bass and listen again. You're listening for the mid-range to calm down, especially around 200 to 400 Hz, that low mid war zone where snares and bass harmonics love to fight. If it still feels like the snare is arguing with the bass, you have options. Tune the body to the fifth instead of the root. Shorten the decay a touch, or tame just that band with dynamics instead of hard gating. Multiband dynamics can be great as a ring tamer if you compress only where the ring lives and leave the top end more open, so the vinyl texture stays. A few quick common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. 1. Tuning the wrong part of the sample. If you tune the noisy transient, you're tuning randomness. 2. Using Complex Pro on drums and wondering why your snare got blurry. Beats is your friend for drum hits. 3. Chasing perfect sense on a wobbly vinyl hit. If there's turntable drift, just get close within a semitone, or even a pleasing interval, and then use gentle saturation or a slightly shorter tail to stabilize the perception. 4. Ignoring phase when layering. Always do that quick mono check. And 5. Tuning without the bass playing. In DNB, the bass dominates harmonic perception. Always tune with bass in the loop. Now let's do a mini practice, so this becomes muscle memory. Set your project to 174 BPM. Build a basic two-step. Kick on 1.1 and 1.3. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Import one vinyl snare and one vinyl stab. For the snare, Loop the decay portion. Use spectrum and tuner. Find the dominant ring note, then decide, do you want root F or fifth C? Create the transient layer and the tuned body layer. Keep the smack. Tune the ring. For the stab, load it into sampler. Tune it to F. If it's unstable, find a tiny stable portion and loop it with a short crossfade, so it becomes a playable note. Then resample once it's right. Arrange 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4, one stab on bar 1 only. Bars 5 to 8, add an extra stab on bar 3, and at the end of bar 8, hit the 5th version, plus 7 semitones, to launch the loop back around. Then bounce it, and listen on headphones and monitors. Notice what changes when the ring is in tune. The groove feels more glued, the drop feels heavier, and the bass feels like it has more room even if you didn't change the bass at all. Final recap to lock it in. Use tuner and spectrum together. Tuner for speed, spectrum for confidence. Tune the ring and body, not the transient. For drums, warp with beats. For tonal material, Complex Pro is fine, but resample after. In drum and bass, tuning is about locking to the bass and reducing mid-range conflict, not theoretical perfection. And once you've got it working, build it into a drum rock with root and fifth variations so you can create energy without breaking the vibe. If you tell me your track key and what you're tuning snare, Reese hit, jungle stab, bass one shot, I can suggest specific target notes and a clean Ableton device chain to get it sitting fast.